Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to a place that I think a lot of people have heard of, but maybe not everybody has had the pleasure of actually visiting. We're going to Nantucket Island.
Beautiful place.
Oh, yeah, a place known for beautiful beaches and also some notoriously expensive real estate. But you know what happens when paradise is kind of on the edge? Literally.
Right.
That's what we're going to explore today with, this fascinating real estate story.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be looking into a Nantucket beach house that sold for a really shockingly low price. And, the thing that's behind this kind of unexpected bargain is coastal erosion.
Before we get into the real details of it, I want to make sure you guys know about this meteorologist, Rob Jones.
Oh, yeah.
He really understands these weather phenomena.
I mean, yeah.
That's what we're talking about today. And he's got great content on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. On Instagram, you can find him at Meteorologist.
Okay.
And TikTok, it's at TV Meteorologist. And then YouTube, Hurricane Rob Jones.
Great handles.
And while you're there, you can also check out his Meteorology Matters podcast playlist. So
awesome.
A lot of great content from Rob. So, okay, now back to Nantucket. We're going to be focusing on this property at 28 Sheep Pond Road. It's a 1,700 square foot home assessed at nearly $2 million.
Wow.
Sounds like a dream, right?
It does.
Here's the twist. This house sold in July 2024 for a mere $200,000.
Yeah, you heard that right. $200,000 for a house that was assessed at $2 million. And to understand how that happened, we have to think about coastal erosion. Nantucket's South Shore, where this property was, is experiencing some of the most severe erosion on the island.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking between a half a foot and over 12 feet of shoreline disappearing every year. Just think about that. That's like a lane of a road, potentially.
Wow. Yeah.
Gone in a year.
That's a pretty alarming image when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the people who live there. The owners of 28 Sheep Pond Road, Jane Carlin and Ben Gifford. They own that property since 1988. They literally watched their neighborhood vanish before their eyes.
That's right. And it's hard to imagine what that must have felt like to watch your home and everything that, you know, be slowly claimed by the sea. Carlin herself described it as a disappearing neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I think that really captures what was happening. It's not just property value, right?
Right.
It's about losing a sense of place, a community, a piece of your life, really.
Yeah. It's a loss on many levels.
Right.
And to make things even more complex, they couldn't even donate the house to affordable housing, because relocating it was going to be way too difficult and expensive.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where our next person in this story comes in. Don Vaccaro, he had owned the neighboring property since 2014. And knowing the circumstances, he made what seemed like a crazy offer.
Yeah.
$200,000.
$200,000.
For a house that he was fully aware might only be standing for 6 more months.
Wow, 6 months. That's incredible. He knew the risk and still went for it. What was his motivation?
Well, there were a couple of things. He did try to slow down the erosion, planted seagrass, put up silt fencing, you know, things like that. And then he also rented out the property for a while before it became too risky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to get something out of it. But, you know, it kind of reflects what we see in a lot of places, especially coastal communities, this need to adapt and make hard choices in the face of climate change.
Yeah.
On one hand, they're connected to these homes and want to hold on. On the other hand, we're facing rising sea levels and, you know, more intense storms.
So it sounds like kind of a mix of practicality,
yeah,
a calculated risk, and maybe even a little bit of defiance, like he's fighting the inevitable.
Exactly. And despite his efforts, you know, the house ended up being unsafe and had to be demolished in January of 2025.
Oh, wow.
Vaccaro ended up losing over $400,000 in this.
Wow. That's a pretty significant loss.
It is.
But I read that he also felt good about making some memories with his family while they had the house.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like for him, those memories were worth it. Even with the financial setback, you know, this whole situation really highlights the relationship that we have with nature, especially when the climate is changing.
Yeah.
We're trying to adapt, trying to find a balance, but we have to accept what's happening and then try to, you know, make the most of the time that we have.
Yeah, this 28 Sheep Pond Road situation, it sounds like a symptom of a much bigger issue. This isn't just an isolated incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is part of a whole string of what they're calling erosion fire sales along that same road.
Yeah, and this stretch of coastline is just disappearing, and it's happening so fast. People are scrambling to sell before their homes are, you know, literally in the ocean.
Right.
And that's created this really unique buyer's market.
Okay, so tell me more about these other erosion fire sales. What other properties on Sheep Pond Road have been impacted?
Well, let's go all the way back to 2010 when Gene Ratner's property at 19 Sheep Pond Road literally collapsed
Oh, wow.
into the ocean. Today, that property is completely underwater.
That is incredible. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but also just shows the power of nature.
It definitely does. And then, more recently, March 2024, the house at 4 and 6 Sheep Pond Road.
Okay.
That was originally listed for $2.2 million, sold for only $600,000.
Wow.
Then in October of that same year, 21 Sheep Pond Road had to be demolished after it was damaged in a storm.
Oh, wow.
And there's even a house that's been condemned at 16 Sheep Pond Road. They had to actually move it back from the bluff to stop it from falling into the ocean.
So it's like this chain reaction of properties succumbing to the sea. So what about 28 Sheep Pond Road? What ultimately happened to that house?
Well, that's where Don Vaccaro comes in. He owned the neighboring property and
Oh,
he owned the neighboring property and basically swooped in. You know, he offered $200,000 for this property. And you know, you have to think about the fact that this part of the coastline is disappearing and it's happening really fast. So people are trying to sell before their homes are, you know, literally swallowed up by the sea.
Right.
And that's why you're seeing, you know, these prices that are so low.
Right. It creates a buyer's market, but it also brings up, I think, some ethical questions.
It does.
You know, like at what point does a seller have to, you know, disclose these risks to potential buyers, even if those risks are tied to, you know, climate change
Right.
and maybe not, you know, super obvious?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, legally, sellers have to tell you about problems with the property, you know, but climate change is changing all the time. It's hard to say what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a gray area for sure.
It really is.
Yeah.
What about from the buyer's perspective? I mean, Vaccaro knew this house might only last 6 months or a year. Was that
Yeah.
an ethical decision?
Well, I think it depends on how you look at it. Some people might say that he was taking advantage of a bad situation, you know, getting a really good deal on Nantucket real estate.
Right.
But other people might say that, you know, he was helping the sellers,
Right.
giving them a way out, you know, and preventing them from losing everything.
So it's not, you know, it's not really clear cut, is it?
No, not at all.
And, you know, and he did try to mitigate the erosion too. Like he wasn't just, you know, sitting back and waiting for the inevitable. Do you think that plays into the ethics of it at all?
It definitely makes things more complicated. I think what he did was a mix of things. He wanted to get something out of it. You know,
Yeah.
he was willing to take a risk, and maybe there was a part of him that just, you know, wanted to fight back against what was happening.
You know, it really makes you think about, you know, us and nature.
Yeah.
You know, we have these forces of nature that are just reshaping everything,
Yeah.
but we still try to, you know, exert our control, don't we?
Yeah, it's that classic thing, like
Yes.
humans versus nature. You know, it plays out, you know, on a small scale with things like this. It's like
Well.
we think we can fix any problem,
Right.
even something as big as climate change.
And maybe sometimes it's not just about control. Maybe it's about making the most of the time we have. I mean, Vaccaro knew the house was going to be gone, but he still, you know, made memories with his family there.
That's a good point. You have to accept reality, but you can still, you know, find joy and make it meaningful.
It really makes you wonder, you know, what would you do if you were in that situation?
Yeah.
You know, if you were the seller and you were, you know, facing losing your home, would you sell it? Would you try to donate it or would you fight? And then on the other hand, you know, if you were the buyer, would you buy something that, you know, is on borrowed time?
Those are tough questions.
Yeah, they are.
And there's no easy answers. You know, it comes down to what's important to you, how
Right.
much risk you're willing to take,
Okay.
and a lot of, you know, thinking about yourself and what you believe.
This story, you know, this really brings home the impact of climate change, doesn't it? I mean, this isn't just some, you know, far-off concept.
Right.
This is affecting real people in really big ways.
It is. And it makes us think about, you know, things like property rights and what we owe to each other
Yeah.
and our connection to nature,
Yeah.
you know, especially when the climate is changing.
It's a lot to take. This story is so interesting. There have been so many twists and turns,
It is.
and it's really given me a lot to think about.
And the story's not over yet. There's one more thing about this whole Nantucket situation that
Okay.
we need to talk about. We have to think about, you know, all of these problems with erosion
Okay.
and how that's affecting the real estate market on the whole island.
So we've seen how, you know, coastal erosion has really affected properties along Sheep Pond Road,
Right.
but you mentioned this ripple effect
Yeah.
on the whole island real estate market.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, as more and more properties on the coast become you know, vulnerable to erosion,
yeah,
it makes things really uncertain for buyers and sellers.
Yeah.
Potential buyers are going to think twice about, you know, investing in something that might not even be there
right
in a few years. And then people who already own homes, right, you know, they might have to sell for way less than what they thought their home was worth.
Right. So it's tough for everybody.
Yeah.
So has this had any noticeable impact, you know, on the overall real estate market there on Nantucket?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely changing things. Nantucket's median home price is still pretty high, but, you know, buyers are changing their behavior.
Bottom
they're being
them, yeah.
more careful, and they're really aware of the risks with coastal properties.
Right.
So now they're looking for things further inland, you know, higher ground,
okay,
away from the erosion.
So it sounds like what people think of as like crime real estate,
right,
on Nantucket is changing.
Yeah.
I mean, waterfront properties, you know, used to be the most desirable and expensive.
Right.
But now it's like they're riskier.
Exactly. And that's impacting the whole island. Areas that, you know, people didn't really want to live in before are now getting more popular and the prices are going up.
Okay.
It's almost like the whole island is changing, you know, like geographically where the good places to live are. It's like a whole reshuffling. It really makes you wonder what's going to happen to Nantucket, you know, in the long term. I mean, if the sea keeps rising and taking more land, could it just become, you know, uninhabitable?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
And it's one that scientists and policymakers and the people who live there are all, you know, dealing with.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what will happen. It depends on how fast the sea level rises,
right,
whether they can do anything to stop it,
right,
and how well people adapt.
So, you know, this whole story of 28 Sheep Pond Road,
right,
and this erosion crisis,
yeah,
it really highlights that climate change isn't just, you know, an environmental problem.
It's not.
It affects, you know, the economy and society. It's impacting people's lives in really big ways.
It is. It's a real reminder that everything is connected. The choices that we make, you know, on our own and as a society, they have big consequences.
Yeah.
You know, this story makes us think about, you know, our relationship with nature and how we treat each other.
Yeah.
And what kind of future we want.
Yeah.
Well, we've come to the end of our deep dive into this, you know, really compelling story of 28 Sheep Pond Road.
Yeah.
It's been a journey with, you know, so many unexpected things and hard realities and, you know, questions that really make you think.
It has. We've talked about that, you know, unbelievably low price.
Yeah.
We've explored erosion and what it means for people buying and selling.
Right.
And we've even seen how this is changing the whole real estate scene on Nantucket.
And, you know, as we wrap up, I think the story of 28 Sheep Pond Road, it's like a small version of this bigger climate change story.
I think so, too.
It's a story of loss and people adapting and trying to find meaning in a world that's changing so fast.
Right.
It makes us ask tough questions about property rights and our values and what we're responsible for when the climate is changing like this.
It does.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been really fascinating, and we hope that it helps you understand a little bit better, you know, this whole connection between what people do and the forces of nature and what that means for our coastal communities.